Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 60. The Racine County Public Works, Parks, and Facilities Committee, meeting mainly by speakerphone at the Ives Grove Office Complex, supported funding to create traffic lights at Highway K in the East Frontage Road. The proposal is in response to what's expected to be more truck traffic with development of the newly launched Caledonia Business Park. Julie Anderson, Public Works and Development Services Director, said Caledonia and the county will split their share of the cost for the lights, with the state covering the rest.
The village and the county would each put in $75,000 towards the overall cost, which is $250,000 for a permanent signal, and the state would pick up the other $100,000. The key is that the state wants the money by October 1st.
Anderson noted this only affects the east side of the I at Highway K, though the entire interchange is under DOT review. Caledonia Fire Chief Richard Rader is interested in the new signals having interruption device capability for emergency vehicles, unknown at this point, according to Anderson. The issue goes to the county board, then to the finance committee, and back for final board approval by the end of the month. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has awarded more than $15 million in funding to 32 transportation alternative program projects across the state. Kenosha County has been awarded $256,000 for a project to add guide signs and markings to the county's bike trails. Milwaukee County was awarded more than $1.4 million for the Oak Leaf Trail, Bender Park, and Racine County Connector project. TAP allocates federal funds to transportation improvement projects that expand travel choices while strengthening the local economy, improving the quality of life, and protecting the environment. Many projects enhance non-motorized forms of transportation like biking and walking. Despite some concerns expressed by two aldermen, the Kenosha City Council last night approved a contract with Downtown Kenosha Incorporated. The organization charged with driving the revitalization of the city's downtown area that includes $25,000 in funding and adds two voting members chosen by the city on the group's board of directors. The city funded DKI for the same amount for 3 years ending last December, former Mayor Keith Bosman leaving it up to new Mayor John Antaramian to decide whether to continue the agreement, according to City Administrator Frank Bassetti. Alderman David Bogdala urged the council to reject the payment, saying this has not worked out. While Alderman G. John Ruffalo expressed concern that DKI decided last year that the alderman of the district should not be a voting member of their board.
In the midstream, they remove that person and say, oh, you can be an advisory person. Well, obviously, they obviously don't see any value in the alderman of the district. But in my eyes, that's where the people have a voice on that board, the people that they're supposed to be representing.
Alderman Anthony Kennedy said the organization is working to revitalize the downtown, saying those who say otherwise are a vocal minority. The new agreement, adopted on a 13-2 vote, expires at the end of the year. Pleasant Prairie Police are asking the public for help with their investigation of a hit-and-run accident September 1st at 80th Street and Cooper Road that put a motorcyclist at Frederick Hospital with serious head and spinal trauma. The 35-year-old man on the motorcycle is a single father whose daughter had just started school that day. The other vehicle was a van whose driver pulled over briefly at the scene but then took off. Chief David Smetana is asking anyone who may have been driving by and saw something or who lives in the area and has security cameras pointed in that general direction of 80th Street near Cooper Road to get in contact with his office. Gateway Technical College is among the institutions reaching out to students affected by the abrupt closure of ITT Technical Institute, offering students workshops and a process to help them continue their education. ITT Tech closed after the federal government banned the school from enrolling new students who rely on federal financial aid, the school's main source of revenue, leaving thousands of students in the lurch. Gateway has formed a team of new student specialists, advisors, financial aid representatives, and other student services staff to work with affected students to determine their options. In addition, Gateway has set up two quick start seminars specifically for ITT students. The seminars will be held on September 13th from 3 to 5 p.m. on the Racine campus and on September 15th from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. on the Kenosha campus. The college is also offering to waive the $30 application fee for students who attend one of the Quick Start events. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.